Now that brings us to chapter 6. And chapter 6 is probably the most familiar chapter in the Bible. And it's Daniel in the lion's den. And this is the one that you hear so much about. And very frankly, friends, had you ever stopped to think of it? That Daniel only spent one night in the lion's den? He spent a lifetime from a boy of 17 till he's about 90 in the palace of the king. And it was more dangerous to live in that palace as this man Daniel did than it was to spend a night in the lion's den. Actually, those lions down there couldn't touch him. But yonder in the palace, he was in constant danger. And yet we like to talk about Daniel in the lion's den. I'd like to talk about Daniel in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, and then of Nabonidus, and then of Belshazzar, and then of Darius the Median, and then of Cyrus the great ruler. He was in constant danger because those men were pagan men, and he had the privilege of leading some of them to the Lord. So actually he only spent one night in a lion's den. Well, we're going to look at it because it has a message for us today. Now, will you notice chapter 6 is the decree of Darius, the Median. Now, we've moved up a long way. You see, we move from Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar. Now, from Belshazzar, we move out of the Babylonian kingdom now to the Medo-Persian Empire to enforce the worship of himself. These rulers are always very modest. They wanted to be worshipped. And Daniel is cast into the lion's den for praying to the God of heaven. Now, I would like to give you just something now by way of introduction to get us ready for next time. And as we've indicated, that this is the most familiar chapter in the book of Daniel. And he spent one night in his long life in the lion's den. Now, the chapter concludes this strictly historical section of the book of Daniel. And the episode in Daniel's life, which it records, is another illustration of the keeping power of God, and it's another adumbration of the way in which God will protect the remnant during the great tribulation period. This is a counterpart of chapter 3, where God preserved the three friends of Daniel in the fiery furnace. Here, God protects Daniel. Now, if there's a question as to the whereabouts of Daniel in chapter 3, there is a question now as to the whereabouts of the three Hebrew children in this chapter. Surely they would have followed Daniel. Perhaps since there's a lapse of time here, they're no longer living. Chapters 3 and 5 give two aspects of the preservation of the remnant, both of Israel and of the Gentiles, in the great tribulation period. That makes this very important. And by the way, it has a message for us today, because we're told, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And, you know, I live in a lion's cage, and that lion's cage I live in is this world. And there's a big roaring lion going up and down the cage that I'm in today, and you're in it. And nobody's given us any medal for it, are they? But that's where we are today.